Hello, Andrea. Thanks for being with us today. Could you speak a little bit about setting up a company? What does that entail?
Okay, thank you. Well, setting up a new company entails a number of steps that an entrepreneur should take. First of all, you have to have a business idea. You have to understand whether or not your business idea is pursuable. An entrepreneur is a person who would like to risk his own fortune on a business idea. Yeah. Could it be selling specific goods in a market, or setting up a manufacturing plant to produce new products? Mm-hmm. So you have to test first your idea against your market and see whether it is feasible or not. It means basically understand whether yours is a winning idea. Mm-hmm. If you're selling products that have already been in the market for ages, of course, customers usually are loyal to the brands, so they won't switch to yours. Yeah. So either they must be your product must be more innovative or cheaper, yeah. Or
innovative.
Yes.
Oh.
And therefore, then after doing that you can do it either using marketing research, or you can do it also a marketing trial on your own.
Okay.
Having done that, you have to decide where you want to set up your company.
Yeah.
So location matters. If you want to set up a company to produce personal computers. Now the best business location is Silicon Valley, but it's changing. So the actual manufacturing, in fact, is almost entirely done in the Southeast Asia, so Taiwan or Korea,
uh-huh.
Whereas the actual research and development for new computers is done in Silicon Valley mainly.
Okay.
So location is important, mm-hmm. For tapping. Either new technological knowledge or new market knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to set up a company to produce pasta then or noodles, you would either go to Italy or China, depending on which is your market.
Yes.
So again, to recap, it's business idea, location. Then you want to understand whether you want to run your company on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you want to be an individual business or you want to involve other people. Usually the latter is the case. So you involve other people that can bring to your company other inputs. There can be financial resources, or can be other types of knowledge, or can be different types of inputs. And if so, you have to set up a contract with them. So you need also to understand the regulation that will inform the business, the way your company will somehow behave. And then after doing that,
what if I want a partnership with someone, not just a contract? What would that involve?
It would involve a partnership entails usually a trust-based relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to be partnered with someone who trusts,
mm-hmm.
Because contracts are not usually, as the economists would like to tell them, as a they're not complete. So there are always issues that are not dealt with in the contract. And if you don't trust your partner and there is no mutual trust between your partner and you, then of course you can run into problems, and then you have to resort to a lawyer company or something else.
What about shareholders? Can you speak a little bit about shareholders and companies?
Well, if your company does pretty well, and then you can earn a lot of money and you gets bigger, you need more financial resources.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do so, either you can go to your bank and ask for loans, or you can resort to the stock market. If you do that, then your company will become public.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this means that other people, including in private people, will be able to buy shares of your company and then become shareholders.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.